there I was, back in the wild again. And I felt right at home, where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again, just like it happened so many times before. The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind he's still alive. Old friend Ben, walk with me down the trails again.
Welcome back, Little Fred Bear. Hi on the outdoors. This is your handsome but yet humble host. You're listening to Ray Eye Radio here on a beautiful October Saturday morning. Here with the Vulgar Vogler.
Good morning.
Matty G and Peanut. You heard the comeback song. I know many of you are waiting for this next interview. Always a great time when we get our blood brother, Ted Nugent, on the show. It's been a while since we've had Ted on the show. It's great to get him back on during the fall hunting season. Mr. Ted Nugent is a very busy man. He just returned from his Rockin' America Again tour, which included 53 fire-breathing rockouts in 66 days. Just entertained the troops in Okinawa. Him and Shemaine were flying over to Japan, then on to Okinawa. We're very, very fortunate to have him on the show because he is such a busy spokesperson, ambassador for hunting, the Second Amendment, guns. Without any further ado, let's welcome the one and only Ted Nugent to the show.
Hey, Ray, happy October, son.
Same to you, my friend.
Ray, I feel so welcome. It's almost like we're at the Spirit of the Wild, All-American, working hard, playing hard, freedom-loving NRA backstrap blood brother campfire. Happy fall 2017 to you and all my fellow spirit blood brothers out there, Ray.
Hey, amen. Thank you, Ted. It's like you had an awesome trip.
You think? You think every one of my trips is awesome? You think every one of my days are awesome? Are you kidding me? I'm an American, baby.
A lot going on. Here we are in the fall hunting season. On the cover, Ted Nugent, Midwest Outdoors. Cover boy here, in his own words. Great article, Ted. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be this good looking much longer, Ray, so we got to document this, you know. We got to capture some photos where I actually look cute, and I think they somehow did some kind of photoshopping and made me look really good. But anyhow, yeah, you know, I really, really believe in truth, logic, common sense, and live it, and I've always celebrated and promoted it. You know, we've talked so many times. I have never wasted my time defending the Second Amendment or the perfection of God's annual season of harvest, hunting, trapping, fishing, perfection. So whenever I can get an opportunity, like Mark Strand provided, and like you provide, and like all the media that I'm involved with, when you get access to a bully pulpit in this culture war where hate and dishonesty and fake news is so toxic, so anti-American, so anti-human, anti-nature, that I'm proud. I'm proud to be able to articulate and deliver, not Ted Nugent's opinion. I don't have any opinion on whether white-tailed deer are renewable protein resources. I don't have any opinion about that. I merely deliver God's truth, logic, common sense, science, nature. And when I can get on a cover of a magazine, you know, like I was on Rolling Stone magazine back in 1979, and I drove all the hippies and the animal rights people crazy because truth, logic, and common sense is known and celebrated to be truth, logic, and common sense. So here we are, hunting season 2017, Ray. I just got back from the greatest campfire in the world with the United States Marine Corps Warriors in Okinawa. So if I was dangerous last week, I'm even way more dangerous this week, because when the U.S. Marine Corps stands up and demands to get Ted Nugent to perform at the U.S. Marine Corps base against the bureaucrats and the fake news and the dishonesty that infests our media and so much of our government and certainly academia, I'm a happy backstrapper. And Ray, I promise you and all your listeners that when I speak truth, logic, and common sense, and sometimes it's very aggressive, sometimes it's very bold and dynamic, because the people who hate hunting and hate wildlife and hate truth, logic, and common sense, they don't need to be, you know, conversed with. They need to be sucker punched right in the throat with the truth about God's natural wild world. And I do that, and this is a culture war, not a culture argument. So I do believe if I could get Ray Ives okay, did I or did I not deliver what you and I and we all believe in accurately, or did I not?
Yes, you did. And you do it a lot. And a good thing is, what I need to tell my listeners, that Ted Nugent, you are the man. You reach more people than any of us in the hunting industry could do. You're the greatest ambassador for guns, hunting, and the outdoors. Because you are truthful, you stand up and you tell them how it is. It's great stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think even though a lot of our blood brothers in the hunting world were a bit miffed, shall we say, back in the 70s, 60s, 1960s, 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, because they thought I was rude when I sucker-punched the animal rights freak. And I got news for you. It's impossible to be rude to someone who reduces our sacred wildlife, living, breathing, flesh and blood creatures created by God to the level of a cartoon character and tell us how we murder innocent Bambis and boo-boos. You can't be logical. You can't be polite with people like that. You have to trounce them. And that's what I've always done, and I think the hunting industry has finally woke up many years ago that the Ted Nugent style is why I'm able to get on Howard Stern and CNN and Fox and MSNBC and ABC and CBS. The reason I'm able to penetrate the otherwise hunter-hater media is because I don't play games. And if there's anybody listening right now that think they have a better system by which to get the truth out about sustained yield, habitat carrying capacity, and tooth, fang, and claw reality, be sure you give me a call and update me and tell me how you can do it better than I can. And guess what, Ray? The phone ain't gonna ring.
That's for sure. Rockin' America Again Tour included 53 fire-breathing rockouts in 66 days. Man, you're still after it. You're still going 100 miles an hour.
Well, I'm a lucky man. I think it's important to celebrate as I go to our 28th year of the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids charity. The message that I have pounded home, and again, I don't tiptoe the message. I pound it home that the reason I'm able at the age of 69, Ray, how old are you, Ray?
I can't tell you.
Come on, tell me how old you are.
65.
All right, point. I know you respect your elders. I can tell you respect your elders, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Ted.
Well, the reason I had the greatest tour of my life in 2017, and this is the most important message I can possibly deliver, and you know I've always celebrated this, and you have always celebrated it with me, that my name is Ted Nugent. I'm 69 years clean and sober. That's why I'm having the greatest hunting season of my life. That's why I had the greatest rock and roll rhythm and blues tour of my life. That's why I was invited to play for the United States Marine Corps Warriors in Okinawa, and that's why I'm on the phone with Ray I right now celebrating that this life is a gift from God, and we should treat it with the ultimate appreciation and reverence. And that's really the mantra, the modus operandi, the battle cry of our Ted Nugent Camp for Kids, and all my articles in deerandeerhunting.com and Outdoors Guide and all the publications I write for and all the interviews I do in media, way, way beyond the hunting, shooting sports media, in the major media, is that the enemies of hunting can't debate me because I'm a little bit more on my game than they are, you know, literally and figuratively. So that's a great reason why I'm having a wonderful 2017, because I've taken good care of myself. And, of course, backstraps. Talking about rocket fuel, are you kidding me?
The best. The absolute best. So how are things going with your television show, Ted? That's another outlet in all of your outdoor media is your television show. You've been on a while and won a lot of awards, as you should, and do a great job with us. Tell my listeners a little bit about your television show.
Well, you know, I was born in 1948, and hunting, fishing, and trapping, and self-defense, and the Ten Commandments, and the Golden Rule, and the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights was self-evident truth, logic, and common sense celebrated by working hard, playing hard Americans after we defeated the evil Japanese and Nazis. And hunting, fishing, and trapping was celebrated and approaching universality in its appreciation for being the right thing to do, the best conservation environmentalism you can. But as I was growing up, Ray, as we saw this scourge, this evil rot of political correctness started surfacing and manifested itself in anti-gun and anti-hunting and animal rights and just freaks that were against truth and common sense and logic. So I decided that since the American sportsman had gone off the air and became politically correct itself over the years, and outdoor life and field and stream and sports of field, they got politically correct. They were a bunch of wimps bringing, you know, doilies to a grenade fight in a culture war. So Shemaine, my beautiful wife, and I, the queen of the forest, we decided to start hoofing around a big old video camera unit in 1989 when we first got married, and started documenting the way that real families hunt and fish and trap. And we like to kill them and grill them. And in fact, you can't grill them until you kill them. And we had fun. Hunting is always fun. It's always sport. Every sacred slab of flesh is sacred, so it's always about the meat, and it's always about the trophy, whether it's a woodchuck or a giant moose. We all know this, but a lot of people who were brainwashed by the America-hating, hunting-hating mainstream media, they were getting their brains twisted with yellow journalism like the Guns of Autumn, and where all the media went anti-hunting and anti-gun and anti-America. So we started the Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild show, and it's been the highest rated show for 28 years. I mean, every year. It started on public television, Ray, which we didn't have a whole lot of friends at, but our ratings were so over the top when I'd kill a hog with a good arrow and, you know, take out its guts and show them where pork and bacon came from. And a lot of people literally, Ray, didn't know that. So that's why Spirit of the Wild has won so many awards, because we don't produce our show. We just push the record button, which I'm going to do here in about a half an hour. I'm going squirrel hunting this afternoon with the greatest catahoula man has ever known. And I'm going to film everything I do in the great outdoors, number one, because it's worth celebrating in a media vehicle like the Outdoor Channel and Sportsman's Channel and the Pursuit Network. And it's also a very important sucker punch to the liars in the mainstream media who would tell you you don't need to hunt and that hunting is bad and that if we just let all the deer die with a collision with Buicks, that would be better somehow. So it's a great counterpunch to the political correctness and the lies of this modern hate and fake news that's out there. So I'm very proud of it. And Ray, thank you and thank everybody for making Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild number one all these years and for supporting us. I have, you know, Facebook indicates that I have 3.5 million followers. I got news for you. I got over 30 million followers. They just won't admit it. And if you go to my Ted Nugent Facebook every day, you'll see that truth, logic, and common sense is alive and well. And that's what Ted Nugent Spirit of the Wild TV is all about. Yeah, so awesome. Thank you, everybody.
All right, Ted, would you ride through the break with us?
I'm all ears, brother.
All right, hang on. We're going to come back after these messages. We're going to go to the other side. We'll be right back with Ted Nugent.